I'm Gabriel Caruso. I work for Space Laser Studio, and I'm the game developer of Papercut Mansion. We are a very skeleton crew because we are a team of three guys. It's myself who does pretty much everything from animations, 3D modeling, sketching, and sound and music. And we also have another artist who's called Tano, and and the programmer who's Lorenzo, who deals with the code. So about my background, I've been like, I started as a composer, audio engineer. So I made a couple of games where I was involved into like only the music part of the game and the sound effects and everything else, because my background is more on the musician side, because I was like playing in a band and stuff. So I transitioned from that into the game development. So it was more of a, you know, a composer role type of thing. And then after that, I you know, I worked on different games, mobile games and console before. Before Papercut Mansion, we released a game called Dragon Bros, which was like a retro pixel art game in which I did pretty much the music and the sounds, but also just a little bit of pixel art as well. And then after that, I started making paper models for Papercut Mansion. I started sketching around because we wanted to create a new game. And this is when I started being an actual artist as well, and an animator and everything else. That's my background.
In your band, what instrument did you play, or did you sing?
I used to play bass and tried to sing. I was, I mean, I'm not a singer, but I was trying my best to sing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What type of music did you do?
It was a mix of genres. We did punk rock mixed with chiptunes. Chiptunes like retro arcade sounds, 8-bit. Pretty much.
Okay.
So it was electronic and punk rock mixed together. A weird combination, but it worked. I mean, we liked it.
So Papercut Mansion, your new game, is like this roguelike horror game in which you play as Toby, a police detective who needs to explore a creepy mansion. You solve puzzles, fight enemies, complete quests, and in each run, you hope to get a little closer in getting behind the mystery of this bizarre place. So for this game's special episode this year, we prepared three questions for you. You ready?
Go fire away.
So first question, this game really has a special style, so everything looks like it's made out of cardboard and reminded me a bit of Paper Mario at first. Just the characters in the game are 3D and they aren't completely flat like Mario. Why did you choose that kind of art style?
So as I said before, basically I started sketching, right? So I started messing around with this new style. I wanted to just sketch around and see what I was capable of doing. And I remember when we started the project, it was me and Lorenzo, the programmer. So we were like in a kind of a internal game jam that we wanted to like experiment. We wanted to start thinking about ideas to make a new game. So I was in the process of moving home back then. And as I was moving from, you know, one house to the other, I found myself one day surrounded by like cardboard boxes, right, in an empty room. And I thought, you know, we were like, oh, what should we do with our next game? What's the idea? You know, we were brainstorming. And as I was sitting in the middle of like a lot of cardboard boxes, I thought, this is quite scary. Why don't we make like a cardboard scary game? And this is where the idea came from. So I started sketching and I wanted to, you know, make kind of a cardboardy paper craft atmosphere that is also scary. And I think that really works.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So second question, what is or was the most difficult part in developing Papercut Mansion?
I guess if you're a small team, dealing with a lot of stuff altogether. So thinking in advance what can go wrong, and defining the style as well. I guess since we're like just a few guys, it's very hard sometimes to squeeze every idea we have into the game. So sometimes we have to sacrifice something. I mean, for this game, we didn't sacrifice much. We had like plenty of ideas. But I guess the challenging part is just as an indie developer in general, is like being able to do a lot of things, like being like doing the multitasking, right? That's probably the most challenging for any indie developer.
Yeah. And final question, what part of the game are you really proud of?
I'm really proud about the non-player characters, like the quests, like the way how they talk to you, the way how, you know, you interact with everyone. But also, I'm really proud of the bosses on the game. So there are like a couple of bosses, and because these are like the bosses is the part that I worked for longer. Like, I could take more time focusing on the bosses, and I think they work great. So yeah, I'm pretty proud of that.
And can you already tell us how the bosses look like? What kind of bosses there are?
Or that would be a spoiler. I wouldn't go that far.
What's the release date? Is there some?
Cannot really reveal that right now, but a few months more, and it's 2022 for sure.
Okay,
and we're releasing for all consoles, so it's gonna be on Switch, PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox One, X, S, and PC, of course.
Okay, cool. Thanks so much, and good luck with the game.
Thank you.